The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
...840-1360-97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports.
No one thought it could happen in America.
A parasite that uses your body as its personal feeding ground, destroying it from the inside out.
More about 250 days to come, because I literally, I'll show Jason my notes. These are my notes, Jason. It kind of looks like, you know, if you look closely, it does look like English. I know you can't tell from over there, but it is. It actually is. I received an email earlier this week. This is now the second email that I've received from a UW Oshkosh student concerned about bias in the classroom. The first one actually was an education student, education major at Oshkosh, and I don't have that in front of me, but a class that is required by the DPI of education programs and colleges around the state was changed to education lies, damn lies, and something. That professor never got back to me. Tip of the hat to Kelly Schwab, who is apparently an attorney. Well, she is an attorney, apparently in the Oshkosh area, who I'm assuming adjunct teaches a general law class at UW Oshkosh. I watched this two-hour documentary that she assigned in class. She and I talked about it extensively. Well, not extensively, but for about 10 minutes. I have a lot of notes. And I'll share that conversation before we do that. Now, this is an over two-hour documentary. It's called The Corporation. It is a virulent anti-business screed that goes on for 2 hours. The show only goes 2.5, so obviously I'm not going to play the whole thing, and I wouldn't do that to you even if I had the time, which I don't. But, Jason, we're going to play this until I think they get the idea. So this is a documentary, by the way. It was assigned, and apparently the student tells me, and what Kelly Schwab told me, the adjunct professor, the lawyer who teaches the law class at Oshkosh, kind of as an online assignment. They were to watch it and then say how it impacted their views or how it may have changed their views. Well, more on that later. I'll have you listen to as much of this as I think you need to get the idea. Jason, go ahead.
...150 years ago, the business corporation was a relatively insignificant institution. Today, it is all-pervasive. Like the church, the monarchy, and the Communist Party in other times and places, the corporation is today's dominant institution. This documentary examines the nature, evolution, impacts, and possible futures of the modern business corporation. Initially given a narrow legal mandate, what has allowed today's corporation to achieve such extraordinary power and influence over our lives? We begin our inquiry as scandals threaten to trigger a wide debate about the lack of public control over big corporations.
I do think there is an overhang over the market of distrust. Listen, 95% or some percent, huge percentage of the business community are honest and reveal all their assets. And got compensation programs that are balanced, but there are some bad actors.
The media debate about the basic operating principles of the corporate world was quickly reduced to a game of follow the leader.
I still happen to think the United States is the greatest place in the world to invest. We have some shakeups that are going on because of a few bad apples.
These are not
just a bunch of bad apples.
This is just a few bad apples.
It's not just a few bad apples.
We've got to get rid of the bad apples. You can start with Tyco.
Bad apples.
We know all about WorldCom.
Bad apples.
Xerox Corporation.
Bad apples.
Arthur Anderson.
Bad apples.
Enron, obviously.
Bad apples.
Kmart Corporation.
The fruit cart is getting a little more full.
I don't think it's just a few apples, unfortunately. I think this is the worst crisis of confidence in business.
What's wrong with this picture? Can't we pick a better metaphor to describe the dominant institution of our time? Through the voices of CEOs, whistleblowers, brokers, gurus and spies, insiders and outsiders, we present the corporation as a paradox, an institution that creates great wealth but causes enormous and often hidden harms.
Okay, and now you see the opening credits, and you get the idea.
I see the corporation as part of a jigsaw in society as a whole, which if you remove it, the picture's incomplete. But equally, if it's the only part, it's not going to work.
A sports team.
Some of
some of us are running the ball, some of us are throwing the ball.
You can get.
But we all have a common purpose, which is to succeed as an organization.
Corporations are evil. Corporations need to be controlled. They also lament the fact that the courts gave the corporations the rights of individuals. By the way, this is from 2003. This is from during the Bush, George W. Bush administration. I think I am fair in describing it as an anti-business screed. So, students in a UW Oshkosh general law class were assigned to watch this, kind of aside from the regular coursework, and it was to expand. So I talked with Kelly Schwab, the attorney who teaches the class, and let me say this, at the end of our conversation, one of the last things she said is, well, what are you going to do with this? I don't want my name associated with this. I said, sorry. You are, in essence, a public school teacher, albeit at the collegiate level. And I can't promise you that. Let me say this first. She claims this does not reflect her opinions of corporations. She does not agree with the opinion or the stance. It's not her opinion. I said, well, why did you choose it? She said, well, it's to give students another perspective, to see the way someone else thinks about this. And then to basically see how it makes them feel and see how it has expanded their thoughts on this. I said, well, okay, but it's so one-sided. Well, the textbook just offers it in a general. I said, okay, so what you're saying is the textbook is balanced. Corporations are neither good nor evil. They are what they are. And she said, well, no, it's an antiseptic look at, it's a law class. And this is one chapter on corporations, and it talks about how you form a corporation. So she kept saying over and over and over that it's so they can, it's a side project where they can get different views. And I said, well, then why just present one view? I asked her this several times. If you're going to get an outside perspective to expand their horizons, why wouldn't you get two? One which attacks corporations as evil entities, which this piece of drivel does, and one that is pro-corporation and shows the benefits of corporation, shows the benefits of the bottom line, shows the jobs created, shows that corporations are the engine that drives the U.S. economy. Guess what her answer was? You will never guess what her answer was to that. Jason, do you want to guess? You don't even have a guess. She had an answer to that. Well, there's not time for that. This thing is 2 hours. If I make them watch one on the other point of view, well, that's 4 hours. Who has time for that? okay. Then she cut me off. Then I mean, no. She didn't cut me off. Don't get me wrong. She got ahead of me. I was going to say, well, why not watch an hour of each? Well, I suppose she stole my thunder on that. Well, I suppose I could have done that and have them watch an hour each. And you know, but again, this is not. I'm not teaching from this. I'm not saying it's my opinion. We're not telling them this is how they're supposed to think. No, you're not telling them this is how they're supposed to think. But you take a completely one-sided presentation, assign it, and then ask how it's broadened their thinking. Let me give you an example of this. Can you imagine what would happen? Well, I was going to say high school, but even at the collegiate level. Okay, this goes right back to what happened at Whitewater when a professor had this guy come in and speak leftist drivel. And the response of Whitewater was to make it be clear that students not record that kind of thing anymore. Not that she did anything wrong in bringing in a far leftist SEIU goon. No, there was nothing untoward there. It never would have, she says this isn't her point of view, but it never would have occurred to her to bring in a completely pro-corporate stance, now would it? Doesn't appear that way. Why would she do that? Well, why would she do this? And I gave this example when we were talking about Whitewater, okay? Suppose suppose there was a chapter in a journalism book about media bias, and a professor brought me in to talk for 2 hours and did not present the other side. Or even just politics, brought me in to talk for 2 hours. Now, in full disclosure, I will share something with you. A teacher at Ashwaubenon High School, someone I've known since the first grade, who teaches a government class, did bring me in. Now, I will tell you that teachers' politics are far different from mine. And I don't know if that's why he brought me in, but I will tell you, and anyone who was in there can tell you I did this. I would say, here's the conservative position. Here's the liberal position. I was as balanced as a guy like me could possibly be. But I applauded him for bringing me in. I really did. And, by the way, he challenged me. Even when I would put the conservative position out there, he challenged me. I would argue that he probably should bring someone in from the other side, but I think we handled it between the two of us in a very balanced fashion. That is not what happened here. And she kept saying, well, it's to give another perspective. You know, you can broaden your perspective by hearing other people's views. Well, that's certainly true if you hear... Views being the operative word there, the plural form, views. Here's what I believe from talking to her. She appears to be a very nice person. Now, my ears aren't working as well as they normally do this morning, but I won't get into why. But she sounded very young to me, but that could be very deceptive. I think this is one of these internal bias situations where this was not an intent to indoctrinate. I actually believe that. Now, that's what it was. That's what it was. But she didn't internalize it that way. I find it extremely difficult to believe her when she says this doesn't reflect her viewpoint. Why did you pick it then? Why didn't you pick a pro-corporate one? As a parent who was a student in the UW system right now, and another one joining her in the fall, this is so frustrating to me. Just so incredibly frustrating to hear this. And there you have a conservative student who just felt it was wrong that they be indoctrinated into this stuff But I do want to give her credit. She spoke with me. She answered all of my questions. She was very forthcoming, except for the part where she didn't want me to use her name. I'm going to have more to say about this at some point or another. This is the second case now at Oshkosh. But again, I do give her a great deal of credit for talking with me. I really do. All right, it's 8:54. That means it's time to check in with producer Jason and see how he's doing on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. And the total today is?
Excuse me, half a pound.
A half a pound. Me as well today. Well, somewhere. Do you have a scale with the point?
Yep.
Oh, you do? Yeah, yep. I don't remember now. It's maybe just a little more than a half a pound. Of course, Jason, as I had been for months, Jason is now on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. And you came to my office yesterday, and Dr. Littman did the old change-up on you. No more broccoli and cauliflower. Now you've got the snow peas.
Peppers,
bell peppers of any color, by the way.
Yes.
And zucchini. So did you do my stir-fry thing?
Yes, with the peppers and onions.
Oh, see, yeah.
Yeah.
That really
chops
does.
Chops it up real nice. And
now, this is because, the way he explained it to me, did he explain this to you?
Yeah.
The estrogen thing?
Yep.
That that produces too much estrogen, especially in a guy. We do have estrogen, by the way.
Right.
Just not as much as women do, but that can impact weight loss. Mm-hmm. He changed that up for me, and it made a difference. That's the doctor-supervised part that we talk about. As we've been telling you, some people lose a pound a day. Some people have lost 45 pounds a month. Some people lose less than that. And it's not a diet. It's a very comprehensive weight loss program, including
yes.
that type of hands-on helping you through it. So if they want to get in touch with Dr. Jason Littman,
they call 920-268-1386. That's 920-268-1386.
And we'll continue to tell Jason's journey. I've lost just about 50 pounds. I'm actually still losing weight, and Jason continues to lose. 920-268-1386. It's 8:56.
Don't pick at that wound. It's